Do you know a good wine from a bad one? If not, don't worry, because we are here to tell you that you can train yourself with a few simple tools, and I am pretty confident that you already have them in your kitchen. Pretty soon, you will be throwing around words like tannin and flinty and whetstone and acidity with the very best of them. Wine and drinks writer Megan Krigbaum sat down with our contributor, New York Times columnist Melissa Clark, for a workout.
Megan, so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
As you know, I love drinking wine. You know that well. But I really want to be a better taster. I want to be better at tasting wine. So how can you help me?
So we did this story at Food & Wine last October, and I went to a bunch of experts to sort of figure out what are the main components that you need to know about to taste wine. This is something that sort of takes you into the food world rather than directly into the wine world, which is a little bit easier to understand. I went to Josh Wesson, and he's just a tremendous brain, and he does a lot of speaking and education. So everyone thinks there's a right or wrong when it comes to tasting wine, but really the truth is there are just a handful of components that you can know about to be a better wine taster. So I'm going to show you how to taste for tannin, sweetness, and oak. And the first one that is really big and sort of hard to understand is tannin.
Yeah, because you hear that associated with wine all the time, but then where else do we find tannin? Where else does it exist in the world?
Yeah, tannin, you can find tannin in walnuts, okay. Sort of that little bitter thing.
Yep.
But what Josh told me about is the tannin that you find in black tea. So just some really simple packs of Lipton tea can teach you a lot about tannin. So what I have here is I've made 2 cups of tea for you. One was steeped for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And one is steeped for 4 minutes. And tannin really is a textural component.
Should
when
I
it
try
comes
these?
To wine. Yeah.
Mmm, tea. Okay, I see. So the second one is there's a bitterness, there's almost a raspiness on my tongue.
Yeah, it should feel kind of almost dry
yes.
in this way, like that your palate is really sort of cleaned off and you get that sort of bitterness in the back of your throat.
The 2-minute cup is perfect as it is. The 4-minute cup, I want a little milk.
Exactly. And you could probably go a little even more extreme on this and do an 8-minute cup as well, and then you would really get that tannin in your face, but it's not very pleasant for sure.
So now that I've tasted those, you've got 2 wines for me to taste?
Sure. So the first wine that I'm going to pour for you is this Beaujolais. And this is from Burgundy. It's from southern Burgundy, and it's from an amazing producer named Marcel Lapierre. He actually died a couple years ago, but his legacy carries on, and he makes this gorgeous wine. And it's made from the Gamay grape. This would be the one that's lower in tannin.
Oh, that's delicious. So what's this next one?
So then this next one is a Bordeaux. It's mostly Merlot. And so this, you should taste that dryness, the similarity to the black teas.
Oh, that's delicious too. But yes, that one dries my tongue out immediately. You know, it's funny. With the wine, I don't mind my tongue being dried out. But with the tea, it's disconcerting. It's interesting, maybe because I expect it. What in wine accounts for the tannins?
It's part of the grape. So you can get tannins either from the skins or from the seeds of the grape. So when they press the grapes, if they press them really hard, you'll get a lot of tannin extracted from the seeds. And if they press them lightly, you won't so much. And then also the skins, the thicker the skin, the more tannin you'll have.
I see. So Megan, is there an ideal amount of tannin that you're looking for in a wine?
Well, I think it depends on what you're going to drink it with. I mean, ideally, you would drink this Bordeaux with something sort of either rich or meaty, something really substantial. You want the fat to pair up with tannin. With something lighter like Beaujolais, you could almost drink it on its own, but it would also go well with like lighter foods, you know, chicken or vegetables or something like that.
Seafood, something.
Seafood, yeah.
Now, what's the next component that you're going to show me?
So the next component is sweetness. And what I have for you here is a glass of essentially lemon juice. We took about a cup of water and we squeezed the juice of half of a lemon into it. And it's very concentrated. So I'd like for you to taste that now.
Wait,
on its
that
own.
Doesn't sound very sweet to me.
Not sweet yet at okay. all.
Ooh, sour.
Super
Ooh.
Tart, right?
Yes.
So we have this
Ooh.
Some sugar for you.
Yes,
and
please.
What I'd
Lots
like you to do is sort of start. Put a little sugar in and stir it in and then taste that and see how you're doing with that.
I'm just going to really just add a lot of sugar
yeah,
here because
great.
That is quite tart. It's like it's lemonade without the sugar. Okay. Mm, okay.
And so that's probably that pretty balanced it. At that point, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You still have the tartness of it, which is really nice, but you'll also have the sweetness. So we're kind of in the realm of talking about Rieslings that can be either really sweet or not sweet at all in the dry realm, uh-huh. or sort of somewhere in the middle.
So what's the right balance between acidity and sweetness? I mean, what are you really looking for when you try to choose a good white wine?
Well, I think you might want something that's very dry, very tart on a really hot summer day. When you're sitting outside, hanging out with your friends, having a picnic, you might want something super refreshing like that. But then you might want something with a little bit of sugar to it. Maybe if you're having scallops on the grill, mm-hmm. or something a little richer, it's nice to have a little bit of fruit. Even something spicy, some like Thai food that has some good heat to it.
Right, Riesling and Thai food.
That. Exactly. And then if you went a little further, and so that would be a pretty sweet example, and that you can still do that with some spicy food, but you also could do that with more dessert kind of items.
I was always told with a dessert wine that the dessert should be as sweet as the wine. They should be equal. Is that?
I think really you want the wine to be sweeter.
The wine
than
to
the
be
dessert.
Sweeter. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the ideal. The next one I want to show you about is another lesson from Josh Wesson, and I had never heard this before. This is about oak and tasting oak in wine. So we all know that a lot of wines end up in a barrel at
yes.
some point. Sometimes the barrel has a lot of influence because it's new and freshly toasted, and sometimes it has minimal influence because it's old. So Josh told me that if you take some Cheerios, so here are some Cheerios for you.
Okay.
Take them in your hand and crush them up.
Crush the Cheerios. Okay. Got it.
Now give it a big smell.
Oh, yeah.
It's oaty in this way, but it's toasty, and it kind of gives you the idea of what maybe an oaked Chardonnay would taste like, or a white wine that has oak influence, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it smells a little bit, ever so slightly smoky, but not a lot, just a little bit.
Right. It also has that vanilla-y flavor to it.
And the vanilla comes from the oak as well.
Exactly, those notes. And then another funny little experiment that Josh taught me about is with some toasted marshmallows. So we toasted these marshmallows just over a flame on the stove. If you give those a smell, this will kind of give you a sense of what oak does to red wine. So it gives this sweet, smoky toastiness. I was totally blown away by that one. I had never heard that before.
Wow. Toasted marshmallows. This really does smell like some Cabernets I've had in the past. Very, very oaky, and it smells great. Wow. Well, Megan, thank you so much. I feel like next time I taste wines, I'll really know how to identify what I'm smelling in the glass and what I'm tasting.
Thank you.
Megan Prigbaum is a wine and drinks writer and a contributing editor to Punch. Melissa Clark's latest book is Dinner in an Instant.